downgrading of the axle. However, I think I was able to perform relatively well, and I think I picked up the right momentum for going into tomorrow's long program.
Thank you.
Well, I'm quite satisfied with my skating. Well, double axel was quite difficult today, and I was actually quite surprised after that, but otherwise I think I did the elements with good quality, and I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. The floor is open for questions. Please identify, immediately identify yourself.
So this talking about surprises is a question for Mirai and for Laura. How surprised are you to be where you are right now?
Well, after the short program, I'm just happy that I was able to finally put together a program where I was able to do everything that I planned to do, and I held all my spins and spirals and got all my levels, so I'm really happy I was able to do that in my the last time I get to do this short program, and hopefully for tomorrow, I think it's a good start for me.
Well, yeah, maybe I am a little bit surprised about the third place, but I just want to concentrate on my performances and skating and not to think about the placement after the short. Of course, I am very proud to be on third now and very happy about that, but I really don't want to think about it too much, so that way it's easier to concentrate on the free skating.
Other questions?
Jean-Christophe Berlot for Skating Magazine. Mirai, can I ask you, after the Olympics, where you took a brilliant place, can you tell us what you did between then and now to arrive here so sharp and ready to fight?
I don't really remember what I really did because I was so tired. I just listened to what my coach told me to do, and I just kept doing my programs and pushing myself, and I'm glad I was able to do well here, and hopefully tomorrow I will do just as well.
Okay. Could you have a question here?
Mariah as well. I want to ask you what you did to get ready for the triple-triple. Was it more mental preparation or more physical preparation? And what sort of things are you thinking about for tomorrow?
Well, in order to do my triple-triple, I just listened to my coach. And he just has a positive aura about him, and I really appreciate all the hard work he does for me, and I'm really glad I was able to pull it off today.
Two questions.
So a question to Mao. Mao, after the Olympics, can you talk about how you prepared for the World Championships and how your training was going? Thank you.
終わった後は少しやはりほっとして気が抜けてしまったんですけど、毎日自分ができることをやってきました。
Of course, after the Olympics, naturally you are relieved, so you lose the concentration for a while, but then every day it's accumulation of everything you do every day, so I did what I needed to do every day.
Okay, here in the front.
Question for Mao. You had a very nice triple flip, triple loop combination. Do you plan to bring it back in the flip program?
Tomorrow, I won't put it in, but next season, I'll try it.
Not for tomorrow, but next season I'm looking forward to trying that again. It's another challenge.
This question is for Mirai. When you were 14, you kind of came out of nowhere to win U.S. Nationals, and then you had some real struggles. Can you talk a little bit about those struggles and how you built yourself up to be sitting here today?
I think that for humans, it's virtually impossible to just keep being perfect all the time. And so I learned a lot last season from being in like 8th place and 5th place at Nationals. And it kind of rekindled my spirit for skating because, you know, it was really hard just skating with pressure and being expected to do my best, and I'm really sorry to everyone for letting everyone down this year, but hopefully in the next few years, because I don't want to skate like I ever did last year, I'll just keep working harder to do my best and listen to my coach.
Sorry, I ask in Japanese. 浅田真央選手に、お伺いします。今回、ショートでは、木村選手と比べて、出遅れることがまたちょこちょこあったんですけれども、今回、結果的には、リードして取り返すことができたということで、これについてはいかがでしょうか。
今回はでも本当に自分が考えているのは、明日しっかり自分のできることと自分のやってきたことを全て出せるように、確実に滑ることだけを考えています。
This was the question to Mao, and the question was that of course there was some minor downgrading in today's short program, but you were able to go ahead of your rival Yuna Kim, so what do you think about that? And the answer was that of course today was today, but I'm already shifting my mindset to tomorrow, and I just want to be able to exert everything I have done in the past and prepare to this moment, and that's where I'm focused on right now.
Any other questions? So thank you very much.